It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader for a look at this weekend's arts and cultural offerings. Rich, tell us about the Nativity Singers. I think that sounds like I know what they're about, but I have a feeling I'm wrong.
Oh, you probably don't know what they're about. They are, you know, I kind of compare them to like, you know, when 10,000 Maniacs first came out, you know, there were probably a lot of people, you know, surprised to find that they were really, you know, a pretty sedate, folky rock, you know, band of northern New Yorkers. So, and Nativity Singers is kind of, you know, named in the same spirit. Their front man, David Cobb, said, you know, yeah, it gives people the impression that it's going to be like a little choir of people singing Christmas songs, but actually there are, you know, three guys and only one of them sings. But they've really made a reputation for themselves as one of Lexington's better bands out there right now, and they are playing this weekend. It's part of a five-band lineup at Al's for their Winter Fest on Saturday night, along with Oh My Me and Satellite Giant and a few other acts. But they really, you know, they're practitioners of, you know, good old indie rock, power pop sound, and mainly centered around Dave Cobb's songwriting, which is very storytelling oriented. So, you know, good chance to check them out and several other local bands of good repute this weekend before we get into Christmas week.
Moving on, The Deceit continues with a smack off, which sounds like a fight club, but I'm sure I'm wrong about that too.
Well, we can't talk about it then, can we? no, the Smack Off is the latest in the Reps series of Smack Christmas plays. Their first one was a play called Smackdown for the Christmas Crown 4 years ago, and it centers on sort of a competition between two 50s-style singing groups for, you know, the grand prize at the Christmas pageant type thing. And they've done it. They had a sequel to it in 2012. They took last year off, and they're back this year, and it's a reality show setting. So it's the Smack Off, a Christmas reality show where the Bobbies and the Billies go after each other on TV. And this is all from the mind of Robin Peterman Zahn and her husband Steve Zahn, who you know from film and TV, is part of the action as the announcer, and he's done some videos that sort of tell the stories of the groups. And Diana Evans-Pulliam is back doing the choreography. And really, they say this wasn't the direct inspiration, but Diana's son is part of the Acousticats, who last year this time were competing in the Sing-Off on NBC. So, you know, they know a little bit about reality singing competitions.
And finally, this one's pretty straightforward. The Bluegrass Youth Ballet will present the Nutcracker in one act.
That's right. We're, you know, it's the last weekend before Christmas now, so we've got a few Christmas shows coming in, like the Singletary Center this weekend has Thomas C. M. Foley's Celtic Christmas, which will, you know, of course, be doing Christmas in a very Irish style. And the Bluegrass Youth Ballet, I've always thought this was kind of a neat show, you know, for kids who maybe can't sit through all 2 hours plus of the Nutcracker. They boil it down to one act with kind of the highlights, and you know, they seem to be very successful with it.
Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader, always a pleasure. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.